I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of...
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
He said you were involved in a racial incident.
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, August 8th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. It is theatrical. It is comic book. Really, it's, there are forces that are weaving enchantment to bring us all down to the lowest common denominator in patently sort of witchcraft fashion. And so Really Graceful did a video about a week ago about the really kind of focusing on the crazy New York City emergency management PSA on nuclear preparedness. So I want to play Grace's video, but first I want to play the actual video, just so you know that when you hear this, it's what is being said, because Grace did her video and then Aaron and Melissa Dykes did a their own sort of mockumentary, I suppose you could say, and mentioned Grace's video. It's absolutely astounding, and Grace is right. I think I agree with her assessment of, you know, Gotham. I'm seeing these kinds of comic book themes play out, having conversations, but there's an important kind of real aspect of this. How does this play out in real life? We'll get back to that question. First, here's the New York City Emergency Management PSA on nuclear preparedness. Go ahead, please.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why, just know that the big one has hit, okay? So what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step 3, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right, you've got this.
All right, I don't know about you, but I would call that creepy and weird, to say the least. There's been quite a bit of commentary on that. It's just, you know, out of this world. A number of mainstream channels aired some things. NBC News, obviously, The Telegraph, Fox News, Gutfeld, and Tucker Carlson in particular had some comments, but really kind of every major mainstream news outlet, CBS, et cetera, et cetera. And there are a number of I would say sort of farcical parodies of this. And this I think borders on, you know, just simple, psychologically speaking, simple suspension of disbelief and cognitive dissonance, and then, you know, obviously there's an element of schizoaffective disorder in the recipe. Pretty amazing stuff. Anyway, I don't want to belabor the point too much. This is not new. This reminds me of the FBI deal, PSA that was put out, what was that, a year ago? Almost a year to the day, back on June 29 last year. It's not a game, FBI New York PSA. Playing online games is fun for kids, but not everyone is there to play. So I think that takes on a particularly disturbing context when we realize that these games are heavily, the military industrial complex is heavily involved in the making of these games. DARPA, obviously, the Pentagon, and many of the game makers have very lucrative contracts with defense surrogates and so forth. So that's interesting. Anyway, it reminds me of that kind of thing. And so, you know, it's just astonishing what's happening. I don't want to belabor this too much. I want to get to Grace's video because she did a good job of pointing out the absurdity of this. And you heard, I mean, you heard with your own ears. Don't waste any time. Get indoors, get in a building, shut all the doors, shut all the windows, get to the middle of the building or the basement. What's going on? I mean, this is to think, you know, that you should trust government. I believe George Carlin was right when he said, you know, my first rule is I don't believe anything they tell me. When we see what an abysmal failure the handling of the so-called COVID scam, what a debacle that was in New York, you have to wonder. So, really, I mean, it's beyond words astonishing, I think, to see this kind of thing. Don't act like adults. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Run and hide. And that's what children are learning in school. We'll get back to that, too. That reminds me of going back to the Reese Committee, for example. I feel like all roads point back to the Reese Committee and their research. Anyway, I want to give you Grace's treatment of this in the remaining moments here of the first segment of today's broadcast, if we can. And so her video is titled Something Strange is Happening in New York City, released a week ago. Here you go.
Friends, today we're talking about New York, the 11th state to ratify the Constitution, the birthplace of LGBT rights in the USA, home to the city that never sleeps, where the energy is unmatched, housing over 8 million people and the United Nations headquarters. And down below, the New York City Federal Reserve Bank has what is allegedly the largest reserve of gold, 80 feet under the city. Kind of like a dragon's lair, totaling close to 7,000 tons of gold. There's so many people buzzing around at any given time, so much commotion, but you already know something strange is always happening in the city that never sleeps. But today I want to discuss a huge story that's barely made headlines. The ominous warnings New Yorkers have received from their government, implying that Gotham might go dark soon. Let's travel back to 2 weeks ago, when the New York City Emergency Management YouTube channel uploaded a nuclear preparedness public service announcement, disabling the comments, of course. The PSA begins with a narrator walking along an NYC street saying, "Don't ask me how or why, just know that the big one has hit, okay?" Then proceeds to list off three steps for New Yorkers. The steps being get inside, stay inside, and follow the media for updates for the next steps after an attack. Side note, remember in the final installation of the Batman series, movie series, when Christian Bale's Bruce Wayne transports the nuke away from Gotham at the last moment after the military refuses to let citizens, even buses full of children, leave the city? A little predictive programming? Anyone? Anyone? Just so you know, the last time NYC made a PSA on nuclear war was 1962. You gotta admit, this PSA is just a little bit silly, elementary, stupid. Even if people manage to survive the initial blast, the EMP from the nuke will knock out most of the electronics. So you're not gonna be logging onto Twitter to see what the government has told you to do next, making all of this advice fairly useless. They don't tell you to stock up on food, water, medicine. They just tell you to get inside your house, close the doors, take a shower if you've been exposed to the radiation and fallout, and just follow the media. Stay tuned. You got this. I won't be surprised if in the next few weeks they'll do like a PSA with Fauci. And he'll say, if you survive the nuclear attack, don't forget to get your booster, which will reduce the effects of nuclear fallout. And most definitely shorten your hospital stay. Also, don't forget to social distance and wear your mask. Also, as a note to our frontline workers, our nurses, our doctors, our morgue workers, if the victim tested COVID positive within the last 28 days, the victim will still be classified as a COVID death after nuclear fallout. That was my best effort at a Fauci impression, and it still wasn't very good. Anyway, moving on. Of course, New Yorkers want to know what's up with this PSA, and during a press conference on July 12th, I'm directly reading from an article here, a reporter asked Mayor Eric Adams whether the PSA was alarmist. To this, Adams answered, quote, "No, I don't think it was alarmist. I'm a big believer in better safe than sorry." He added, "This was right after the attacks in the Ukraine. What is the Ukraine? I don't understand this phenomenon of calling it the Ukraine. Anyway, continuing, the Office of Emergency Management took a very proactive step to say, let's be prepared. And it doesn't mean just a nuclear attack. It means any natural disaster." End quote. So just several days later after that press conference, on July 20th, the mayor released this bizarre ad for NYC tap water. So weird, so strange. I have never in my life seen an advertisement for tap water. Never. It's funny because in this ad, you never see him actually fill up his glass from the tap. So it's speculated that not even he is drinking the tap water. Come on, hun, let's see you drink the fluoride. As an aside, if you just woke up today and you decided to start questioning everything and you don't know already, fluoride is shown to lower IQ significantly. And while these studies and their findings speak for themselves, bringing up this subject is almost always dismissed as a conspiracy theory, even though it definitely, no pun intended, holds water. Not to exhaust the whole Batman predictive programming, but in Batman Begins, the first installation of the Christian Bale Batman trilogy, the main villain, Scarecrow, was poisoning Gotham's water supply. Scarecrow, who's a corrupt psychiatrist, develops a fear toxin made from these little blue flowers that were also used by the League of Shadows earlier in the movie. And he planned to destroy the city by dumping the toxin into the water and sending the city into a panic-fueled frenzy. The League of Shadows wanted to take Scarecrow's plan a step further, using military-grade microwave weapons to vaporize the water supply so that it's inhaled as a gas, effectively poisoning all of Gotham. At any rate, I bring it up because hypothetically, theoretically, etc., etc., if you wanted to mass medicate a population, well, the water supply seems like an effective way to go. But the fun doesn't stop there, and the plot continues to thicken. One incident after another, the next stranger than the last. Just a few days ago, NYC Emergency Management issued yet another PSA, but this time it had nothing to do with nuclear fallout. The PSA reads, "A go bag has everything you need in case you need to leave home in a hurry. Every household member should have one, including kids. What will you pack?" And then it lists out things like non-perishable snacks, bottled water, copies of important documents. By the way, maybe I should just issue a PSA of my own. If things have gone south, you need more than a few little Debbies and bottled water in your driver's license. You probably need something that goes pew pew, first aid kits, more water than you think you need, something to barter, a plan of escape, especially from a densely populated city hellscape where your neighbors are your biggest threat to survival right after the government. It's weird because all of these PSAs are being played off like it's responsible emergency management. And yeah, I can spot a plot device from a mile away. I got degrees in English literature. And literature and writing, this is called foreshadowing. Or an indication or a hint of what's going to happen later on in the story. From where I'm sitting, there's a few possible reasons why they are releasing these PSAs, and none of them are about educating the public for their safety and preparedness. The masses are manipulated through fear. They are so easy to control when they're afraid. They deliberately keep people afraid to distract them. They do things with the right hand while the left hand does something else, and the audience doesn't notice what the left hand's doing. They've been constantly stripping away our rights, our freedoms. The economy is in free fall. The dollar is in decline. So yeah, it could be a distraction, or they could be signaling what they plan to do. They always have to tell you first. I don't know. There's some rule to this reality where they have to tell you what they're about to do before they do it. On the geopolitical stage, tensions couldn't be higher. And not one single person in Washington, D.C. is trying to de-escalate. Obviously, they want you to be scared of nuclear war, so you go along with this whole globalist New World Order. And there's nothing the globalist New World Order loves more than this whole Phoenix rising from the ashes trope, where you build back better once everything is destroyed. And as a remedy, I recommend that we should send more money to Ukraine. What do you think, internet friends? You know, I always look forward to reading your comments. Thank you so much for watching, subscribing, and supporting my channel on Patreon.
So there's that. As a further side note, I think what she meant was the Ukraine, not Ukraine, sending money to the Ukraine. I digress. It's very, very strange what's happening. I think that the folks like Jim Brewer, for example, we played an excerpt from his Somebody Had to Say It special last week. We played that clip, and you know, for folks like Jim Brewer, I think they're right. You know, Jim Brewer said that he took a trip to Alaska and it was a delousing, basically, and he had an opportunity to be without screens at all for a period of time. No social media, none of that. And I think this gets to the heart of Ted Kaczynski's point. the over-socialization of society is driving us mad. And that's not a good thing. Are we in a break? I can't tell. Yep, we are. Stick around. Right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
There are a number of directions we could go with this. For example, the enforcement arm, the so-called inflation reduction bill that will introduce another 87,000 IRS agents, for example. There's an article over at the Gateway Pundit. You can read about that if you're not familiar, among other. There are a number of places and folks who have spoken about this. The IRS would receive $80 billion if H.R. 5376, the $750 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which is an oxymoron on the face of it, but when you are someone who will cower and be afraid, be very afraid, watching a New York City PSA, I guess this makes sense, or You know, I really think, speaking of the psychological effects, I had a conversation last week with a couple of guys that I don't know, had just met. And they talked about how frustrating and aggravating it is to hear contradictory statements come out of politicians, the media, etc. And COVID was a particular backdrop to the discussion. And I said, I think there's another more sinister, potentially more sinister, at least in a certain context, aspect to that. And that is that if you understand how that works and forces like Gregory Bateson's double bind, for example, then you understand, you know, if you read anything like The Manipulation of Human Behavior, for example, by Biderman and Zimmer, then you understand that giving someone these mixed messages in terms of psychological manipulation or brainwashing, you understand that that's kind of the first stage of, you know, there are, according to Alan Dulles, maybe I should pull up that memo at some point from Dulles to Hoover back in, I think, 52, when Dulles said, we've done some research and there are two different, vastly different aspects of brainwashing. One, to elicit information, and that's obviously not what the majority of Americans would be brainwashed for. It's to create a docile, gullible, malleable populace. That's the other major aspect. And so in that sense, these contradictory messages are very effective at sort of burning someone down to the rails in technology terms, where you're a blank slate. You're the tabula rasa, so to speak, and ready to have, you're impressionable, ready to have something imprinted on your consciousness. So we could go there and talk about that and how that applies to crazy things like the Inflation Reduction Act. Oh my goodness. It feels like a Monday, doesn't it? Maybe it's just me. I want to get back to, I've said for years, you know, a three-step process. Years and years, more than a decade, it's been, gosh, going on 15 years, I think, at least, I've said, you know, three steps to taking back America. And this is not the America that I remember reading about, hearing about, learning about, not just in school, but from my grandparents, for example, and other World War II era folks, and, you know, including veterans. This is a strange place. Just look at how people dress. Listen to how people speak. Watch how they behave. There were difficult times, say 80 to 100 years ago, maybe 70, 75 to 90 years ago, something like that. But the generation that went through those difficult times, the up-and-coming generation, what made them different was they had a strength of character, I think, that we have all but lost. They had a unity, a belief in America, a sense of patriotism that was not infected by the Marxist mind virus, certainly not to the degree that we have seen in subsequent generations, increasingly. And so they had character, they had integrity, even though they would go through hard times, even though there was poverty and so forth, they had character, they had dignity, they had integrity. We are being dehumanized systematically in America today, and we have all but lost all of that. There is a vestige, perhaps, but how much remains is anyone's guess. Stick around, I'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
How does $49,000 relate to $7 trillion? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. $7.1 trillion is what our federal government has authorized to spend on COVID one way or another so far. That number goes up every time Biden announces the next free test or free pill or free mask or free jab. But let's stick with $7.1 trillion for now. There were 144.3 million taxpayers last year. Let's do some math. Total COVID spending divided by the total number of taxpayers equals how much COVID has cost you. And that is $49,203. Remember, every billion the government spends costs you $7, and every trillion costs you $7,000. How long before the government demands your portion of the national debt? $243,000. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, August 8th, 2022. Crazy, crazy times. I think one little thing I will say about what I was saying in the last segment about kind of where things are, you know, we're sort of conditioned to look for the big one, kind of like the New York City PSA, the new PSA that we played and that we played Grace's assessment of evaluation, if we can call it that. Again, I would call that a mockumentary of sorts, but we're conditioned to look for the big one, so to speak. And this is not the war of attrition, the long war, you know, again, in sort of Orwellian terms, you know, it's not meant to be won. It's not meant to be final or conclusive so much as just perpetual and forever, never ending. And so what I think we're seeing, and you can judge for yourself, but I think this assessment fits. I think what we're seeing is just a cybernetic feedback loop where, is this effective? Rinse and repeat. If it's not as effective as the beast system would like, then there's an adjustment, and this war of attrition, this endless onslaught continues. And so if that's the case, then we have more autonomy and more opportunity than I think we are certainly led to believe, and more than we realize. We have that opportunity, for example, I've talked about this before, I think Stephen Covey had a good point. It's interesting. I remember reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and thinking, self-help, mumbo jumbo, et cetera, et cetera. But, it's interesting how things change. And Eden Cohen's observation about, we're trending toward idiocracy, being a democracy. What was that, back in 2016? I think he said it. And it's, ever more true, it seems, every day. So now Stephen Covey is, like reading Aristotle, apparently. Anyway, I thought it was interesting reading Covey early on and hearing that, he studied, read hundreds of books, and there was a marked departure at the turn of the 20th century from the character ethic, right and wrong, good and bad, those old the fairy tales that we used to hear when we were kids, and the moral of the story is, to the personality ethic, tips, tricks, and techniques to manipulate people, persuade, influence, how to win friends and influence people, is the sort of the holy grail of the that, and maybe Maxwell Maltz's Psycho-Cybernetics, for example. These are the handbooks of the tools of the trade, so to speak. And I always wondered, why not go back to the character ethic? That's where we should be headed. So that is kind of the TLDR of what I'm trying to say. We should be headed toward the character ethic. Those people that I mentioned in the first segment, I believe, of today's broadcast, the World War II generation, were still cut from that cloth, I believe. And certainly their parents, the character ethic, and they were not so easily beguiled and manipulated, I would say largely because they hadn't been saturated with the Bernaysian drip campaign that we have been in subsequent generations. But Stephen Covey's point, drawing largely on Viktor Frankl's work in Man's Search for Meaning, what Frankl referred to as logotherapy, which I'm kind of, I have my misgivings, but I think the point is well observed, that there is a space, however small it may be, between stimulus and response. And we have the opportunity to choose our response in all situations. And, not to go religious, but if you read about the apostles, for example, in the Bible, they overwhelmingly met with a very awful, a horrible and awful fate, in worldly sort of terms, you might say. And so, the point is they were faced with the choice of renouncing their faith and renouncing their faith in Jesus Christ specifically to sort of save their hide, and they chose not to. And so on one hand, you see a horrific death, but on the other hand, you see the courage, to live by the character, to live by the courage of your convictions. And I think that we used to do that in America. I think that the World War II generation was really kind of the last generation cut from that cloth. We've been weakened and watered down ever since then. It could return. I think we have an opportunity to choose. And, you know, funny observations. You look at those generations, there were folks who were just as offensive and ill-mannered as anyone you might find today, perhaps, but not as many of them, I would say, generally. And even if you think about it, I've thought about it a little bit, you know, that generation was not, and even their children, a little less so, but not as offensive, not as cruel or vitriolic or self-centered or didn't, I would say, engage as much in, you know, colorful expletives. Generally speaking, there were exceptions, obviously, but generally speaking, not as much. Stronger character, stronger integrity, more dignity, less dehumanized than our generation today. And so, you know, you read all this stuff, you read all these guys like Paulo Freire comes to mind, Pedagogy of the Oppressed and the Oppressor-Oppressed Paradigm. And, you know, in the Oppressor-Oppressed Paradigm, the oppressed look to their captors or their kidnappers, essentially, for some kind of relief or some kind of escape from the system. It can't come from those folks, as Freire observes. It's really up to the oppressed, essentially, to lead everyone to freedom. And this is a really strange time. I want to get to Thomas McNeice's remarks versus the World Economic Forum young global autocrats like Eric Adams, who seems to be New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who seems to just these folks at this level are Batman villains, I would say. Then you have the Bond supervillains ruling over them, like Bill Gates and maybe George Soros, definite Klaus Schwab, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the Eric Adams and the Justin Trudeaus and the Gavin Newsoms and so on, the Jacinda Arderns, they seem to be the Batman villains. And speaking of Batman and in the parallels that Grace drew, I also think of Bane and the masks, and there are many other parallels. Anyway, McNeice's remarks. I think I'll get to that in a second, but the point here is that we have choices. I think we have far more choices than we maybe sometimes than we even want to admit to ourselves, because then we become culpable. So Covey's point, drawing on Frankl's research, particularly that you see in Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, this idea that there is a space between stimulus and response, and Covey encourages folks to try to work to expand that space so that you really that is your that's a powerful thing, to be able to choose for yourself how you will respond to things. We are, if you have screens on anywhere around you, or even if you pick up newspapers, really any kind of mainstream news or media entertainment, there's fear and emotional fervor. Remember Theodore Adorno surmised that the purpose of modern music is to drive the listener insane, quite literally. So you have that kind of frothiness and just sort of animalistic tendency swirling in the environment at any given time. There are certain comedians who have spoken to this. I think Brian Regan, you know, Jim Brewer, Sebastian Maniscalco, and many others have incorporated that into their routine. Anyway, the idea that you can expand the space between stimulus and response and choose how you respond instead of reacting, I think is a good thing. Something perhaps to consider. So without further ado, I suppose there's so much that I could just read. Really, largely from the Reese Committee hearings, Norman Dodd's report to the Reese Committee, which is titled The Dodd Report to the Reese Committee on Foundations, is pretty remarkable. Maybe that's a good place to begin. I've mentioned this stuff before. The report of Norman Dodd, Director of Research, covering his direction of the staff of the Special Committee of the House of Representatives to investigate tax-exempt foundations for the six-month period, November 1, 1953 to April 30, 1954. And pretty remarkable stuff. So I want to jump specifically to Thomas McNeice's remarks. I've mentioned this before on the, you know, during McNeice's congressional testimony. Thomas McNeice was the assistant director of research for the Reese Committee. He wrote a report titled "The Economic The Economics of the Public Interest," which was also remarkable. Just before, sort of, to preface what McNeice said, his remarkable observation, which I think we all should observe. Norman Dodd wrote in his report, our effort to expose these common factors revealed only one, namely the public interest. It further revealed that, I should back up a little bit, but for now we'll just move on. It further revealed that if this finding were to prove useful to the committee, it would be necessary to define the public interest. We believe this would be found in the principles and form of the federal government as expressed in our Constitution and in our other basic founding documents. This will explain why subsequent studies were made by the staff of the size, scope, form, and functions of the federal government from the period 1903 to 1953, the results of which are set forth in detail in a report by Thomas M. McNeice, assistant research director, entitled The Economics of the Public Interest. But here's where it gets interesting. These original studies of the public interest disclosed that during the 4 years, 1933 to 36, a change took place which was so drastic as to constitute a revolution. They also indicated conclusively that the responsibility for the economic welfare of the American people had been transferred heavily to the executive branch of the federal government, that a corresponding change in education had taken place from an impetus outside the local community, and that this revolution, quote unquote, had occurred without violence and with the full consent of an overwhelming majority of the electorate. In seeking to explain this unprecedented phenomenon, subsequent studies pursued by the staff clearly showed it could not have occurred peacefully or with the consent of the majority unless education in the United States had been prepared in advance to endorse it. These findings appeared to justify two postulates: that the policies and practices of institutions purporting or obliged by state to serve the public interest would reflect this phenomenon, and two, that foundations whose trustees were empowered to make grants for educational purposes would be no exception. And I want to get straight to that here in the second hour. The issue of education. Are schools looking more and more like prisons? We've been joking about that over the last 10 years because there have been mainstream reports on that. But first, McNeese. McNeese, Thomas McNeese, Director of Research, Assistant Director of Research for the Reese Committee, back in the 50s, is asked by Congressman Wayne Hayes from Ohio during McNeese's congressional testimony, wouldn't you want extra thick ground right after this break?
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Of the first hour. All right, in these remaining moments here, listen to this brilliant exchange between Wayne Hayes of Ohio and Thomas McNeese, the Assistant Director of Research for the Reese Committee. Probably won't have time actually now for the whole thing, but so Wayne Hayes says on your first report, Mr. McNeese, on page 9, you talk near the bottom of the page about centralized places, which seems to imply that somebody had a motive or desire to plot this thing. There's evidence of design somewhere. Do you have any specific evidence of that? McNeese says, I don't at the moment find the item. Hayes says, it's in the paragraph. McNeese says, ah, I see it. Okay, the excerpts from the final report from the American Council of Learned Societies, plus the evidence which continues on through on the influence of the Social Science Research Council and the American Council for Learned Societies in preparing a directory, if I may call it, that of men qualified to advise government in its various fields. And so obviously we have, you know, proliferating think tanks, etc., that do this today. Thousands of them. Some, you know, more notable perhaps than others. I take that as evidence of the flow of what might be called a central or mainstream of influence. I believe it is in this next and short section of my report that I'm teaching really as fact. I'll finish that exchange. You'll see get to the punchline of that here presently. Second hour coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
You're gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.